With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wanting to catch up with All-Star Trey Young with our Atlanta Hawks. Ice Trey, what's going on, man?
What's up? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, man, we're trying, bro. I mean, how are you doing? Where are you at, by the way? Are you here in the ATL? You back home with your parents, family? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm back home in Oklahoma, with my family and things like that. So just back here, just trying to be around my family as much as possible, and just trying to get through this the right way. So,
yeah, man, we got a chance to talk to your dad a couple games this year at State Farm. So, you guys doing some one-on-one, or what's going on in the backyard?
yeah, we've had a couple one-on-one games. My little brother is getting older now, so he's starting to get his handle right. So he's in our games now too. So we all just battling over here. So
it's Trey Young, guys, here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trey, I want to take you back, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you obviously prior to this happening, but the Kobe situation, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'd like for you to maybe explain this, because it seemed to me, and this is not a knock, I know you play hard every night, but that you were even more inspired after Kobe passed and Gigi passed, and the way that you approached the game, and did that change for you? Am I seeing something different or no?
I mean, for me, it's not nothing, to be honest, too much different, but it's just more of a focus, more of a focus of detail. I mean, I spoke to him the day before he passed, and just talking about some business things and things like that. And he was just telling me how proud he was of me and to continue to be a role model for the younger kids and his daughter and things like that. So it really hit me hard. I mean, I think people saw it whenever I hugged my mom after my warm up, and it was a tough time after he passed, and it's been tough. Even, I mean, still today, I mean, it doesn't seem real, but it's definitely been a bigger sense of focus for me going into everything I do, not just basketball.
And we were talking about it as Trey Young joins us, guys, our all-star from the Hawks here on Dukes and Bell. How does all that start out? Does his people reach out to the Hawks? How do you get in touch with Kobe? Y'all, take us back through that.
Yeah. I mean, I've known, I've gotten to know him a lot throughout this past year. I mean, his daughter, I mean, obviously was a big fan of mine, so he got connected with my trainer that I work with, and so my trainer connected me with Kobe and things like that. So we've been in contact because of that. And, I knew he was coming to our game in L.A., and I knew he was coming to our game in Brooklyn before, I mean, everybody else knew. I mean, I talked to him, I mean, the day of or the day before. So just the connection between my trainer and him, and it's just a circle like that.
It's unique. There's no doubt about it, and I think it's appreciated for you to show, you know, the love for him and what that meant in that relationship. This season, crazy, man. I mean, it was like, okay, the expectation was we got a shot, even though we're young, to maybe make a run. And then, you know, the John Collins thing happens, and all of a sudden he's gone for 25 games. But I think at the end of what we saw here, Trey, we saw some guys coming into their own, like Cam Reddish, you know, and some of the guys that we felt like, all right, these guys, if they can pick it up and play like we think they can, I think we're going to be well on our way. What did you make of the last couple of weeks of how this team was playing?
I mean, the same as y'all did. I mean, for me, I'm excited about what we have. I'm excited about the way we played. I mean, obviously, we know what happened with John early on, missing 25 games. him being a big piece of that of our team, that kind of hurt. And I think that's, I mean, a reason why we struggled. And also we had some young guys with rookies and I mean, other injuries that I think derailed, I mean, our success early on this season to be in contention for that last couple spots in the playoffs. But for me, I'm excited the way we ended it. I mean, Cam playing really well, DeAndre playing really well. I mean, me and John's chemistry continuing to get better. I mean, we are all just all playing really well. And with us just throwing in Clint Capella and the other pieces that we've gotten, I think that's going to make our transition to being even better coming forward. I think it's going to be really good for us.
If you're just tuning in, guys, you recognize the voice. It's our all-star Trae Young from back home in Oklahoma hanging out with us here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFor.com hotline. Yeah, man, because I don't know, does that mean something to you, what you heard from other veteran players about, like, the whole playoff experience and how that's a whole other learning curve, and that's something obviously would have been great to have gotten there in just your second year?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely would have. It definitely would be something special. I don't even – to be honest with you, I don't even know if the playoffs are going to happen this year. So,
right.
I don't even know. I'd be kind of hurt if my first time ever making the playoffs, I wouldn't be able to play in it.
Right.
So maybe. I mean, this has all been pretty crazy, but I'm excited about what we have, and think, I mean, the playoffs are definitely in the near future for us.
So you're playing in this NBA 2K tournament, man. Talk about this, because I saw some of the guy KD's playing in it. I know you're a gamer. What's the deal?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm not so sure about everybody else in it. I know there's some really, really good 2K players in it. I'm going up against a guy, Harrison Barnes, who I think plays a little bit.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I know I'm gonna try to put on a show in the 2K world, like I tried doing in real life.
Are you playing with yourself? Like, are you playing with the Hawks? How do you choose your squad?
No, so you have eight teams you get to choose from. But once you use that team, you can't use them again. So
okay.
If I use the Hawks in the first round, I can't use them in the championship. So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Got to strategize my teams. Gotcha. Got my teams out.
I was gonna say who would you play then? I mean, if you're gonna do a process of elimination as far as playing guard, who would you start with?
I don't know. Maybe I'll I may use the Hawks. I can't tell y'all my.
Don't give us your strategy then. By the way, the tournament starts on Friday. Trae Young, our guest. You don't like Twitter beef, but you killed Jimmy Butler after you went off and destroyed the Heat, which, by the way, I loved. And we talked about it the next day, Trae, because I was like, this is what I love about Trae Young. He's a killer. It's not that he forgot what happened in Miami. He just took care of business. Talk about that. You and Jimmy Butler and everybody is cool, right? It's just competition?
Yeah, it's just that's the sport we play. I mean, it's competitive. Obviously, I remember what happened in Miami. I said it was over with 50 seconds left, and it wasn't. And he said something after the game. And for me, instead of responding back on Twitter and doing all that Twitter beef and all that, that's not me. I just waited till we played him again.
And you did.
wanted to respond that way. And I think I did. And then I wanted to let him know after that. So it was just that's just what it is. It's competitive. It's what we do is we compete. We were hanging out at All-Star Weekend in the locker rooms talking, things like that. But in the back of my mind, I knew that we played them first game out of the All-Star break, and I was ready for that.
By the way, Trae had 50, if you're wondering, in that game. If you guys forget, because I know.
Right. And we love this. We love the balls on your brother. I think he gave you a jersey to Quavo or somebody. Like, I'm going to have another 50-point game. That was very cool.
Yeah. Like, anybody who knows me knows I'm about representing the people that show me a lot of love, and I'm going to do the same back. And that was Quavo night, actually, in State Farm Arena. So wanted to give him my jersey on Quavo night. So, yeah, like I said, God willing, I'm able to score 50, 50 a couple more times.
Nice. And by the way, DeAndre Hunter, we're talking about some of the other younger guys, because you're only in your second year as Trae Young joins us. I'm sorry to cut you off, Carl. I just want to ask about the other dudes.
No, it's good.
What do you like? What are you seeing from DeAndre and from Cam so far?
I mean, to be honest, I think they both had two different type rookie years, but both, I mean, positive rookie years. I mean, DeAndre, the way he played from beginning to end was very solid for us, played really well all year. And Cam kind of started out slow, kind of like how I did my rookie year, and then finished at a super high point, playing really well, guarding the other team's best defender, and then making plays on the offensive end. I mean, he played really well. So I think they both, the way they were finishing out their rookie season, I mean, I'm excited about what they're going to be doing next.
Trae, tell us about your little brother, man. I saw the TikTok. Can he hoop?
Yeah, my little brother can hoop. My little brother can hoop. He's, bored like I am, so we're trying to learn TikToks and trying to figure out other ways to stay active. So we've just been playing basketball and making TikToks, so yeah.
So cool. So he wants to follow in Big Bro's footsteps, though? Are you teaching him moves? I mean, is he playing in, like, summer leagues? Obviously not right now with everything going on, but normally is he involved in stuff?
We're trying to keep him hidden right now.
It's like the anti-LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
We're trying to keep him hidden right now. And then we're going to talk to people later.
Right.
All right, man. Well, Trae, congratulations on everything. You know you're great to the city. We love you. And bottom line, man. Just hoping to get through all of this mess. Stay safe and give your family our best. Tell your dad what's up. As Mike said, we got a chance to visit with him a couple of times this year. Just a very cool guy, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. And I just want everybody to stay safe and stay healthy throughout this whole time. And let everybody know I'm praying for everybody in Atlanta. And I want to thank you guys again for letting me come on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.